Hello?
Hello, this is Abigail with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes. You say it's a survey? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes, it is a survey. It's about public issues facing Ector County.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Inside.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Mostly right track.
Thank you very much. Okay, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
School district, school choice.
Okay, thank you very much. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
5 years. About the same.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Like very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. You can rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay? So let's begin. How would you rate effective leadership from elected officials?
We're talking about Ector County or the city of Odessa?
Ector County.
I would say fair.
Thank you. How would you rate welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate availability of affordable housing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
Sure. How would you rate the availability of affordable housing?
Just fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
What was it, fair and then excellent? I've forgotten. Is there something in between?
Yeah. It's okay. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. How would you rate a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate public transportation?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Excellent.
Thank you. How would you rate the quality of the public schools?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the availability of quality healthcare?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
It's good.
Thank you. How would you rate public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I apologize. Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. How would you rate being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Less than fair. What would that be?
Poor.
poor. Yes. Poor.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate offering job opportunities in your field?
Fair. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how would you rate natural beauty and physical setting?
Good.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. I really appreciate your time and patience. We are almost half of the way complete. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. You can rate it the same: excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay?
Okay.
How would you rate for people like you?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate it for people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate it for immigrants from other countries?
Poor.
Thank you. How would you rate it for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate it for young single people?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate it for retirees?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate it for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Okay, and how would you rate it for racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Okay, and how would you rate it for families with children?
Fair.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next question. We are 61% complete.
Okay.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Exeter County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? Like very confident, somewhat, not too confident,
somewhat,
or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County? Would you say very familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County? Would you say very, somewhat?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. Next question says, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. This will complete the survey, okay? That's 80% complete.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your patience. Okay, first question. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age?
71.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas oil industry?
No.
No. Thank you. Is your annual household income minus $25,000 or $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and plus?
$75,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student?
Retired.
Or currently... Thank you.
Retired.
In terms of your gender, thank you. Okay, this is the part of the survey. It's another question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time and your help.
Okay. All right. Good luck with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.